Oh, that was Farrah with Happy, as requested by the lovely Celia Emery. Hello.
Hello. You can't sit still, can you?
No,
with that
we've
going
all been jigging,
oh, my
we?
Goodness. I saw the most wonderful video of him being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. And
yeah.
She played him a video of everybody around the world singing and dancing
yeah.
to this. And he burst into tears. It was the most moving thing I've seen for ages, actually.
I've got goosebumps now.
I know.
Because it's like one of those...
He literally couldn't... He sort of was completely overwhelmed by everybody all over the world dancing. It was wonderful.
It just goes to show, doesn't it, though, that music can make you feel happy.
Oh, of course it does. I couldn't live without it, could you?
No, absolutely not. And they do say, actually, that most people in the arts who are creative love music as well.
Of course.
So, you know... Anyway, you've come in to talk about your literature.
I know, it's difficult, isn't it? Literatures. I made up the title, actually. I can't even say it. Literatures.
Yes.
Because it's all about the fantastic list of people. I mean, even... I couldn't remember half of them when I looked down the list.
I know, it's incredible.
All the wonderful people who have come to the island and fallen in love with it, like I did.
Yeah.
And they've written, painted and played music.
It's been
lots of musicians came and were inspired here as well.
I'm not surprised because, I mean, as an island girl, to me, the island's got pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It's a great place to live and go and visit other places and come home to.
Mm, exactly.
You know.
But amazingly, the first time we did this tour, which was during the Literary Festival.
Yes.
Lots of people from the island came on it and they got off and couldn't believe all the things that they'd never heard of.
Absolutely.
I mean, did you know, for instance, that Mr. Pilates was a prisoner of war here?
No.
Stuck in a cell, thinking, oh, I've got to move, this is terrible, and invented Pilates on the Isle of Wight.
That's incredible.
I know. All these amazing facts that lots of island people had no idea about. I certainly didn't.
No, I think we don't. And I think one of the problems with living in any place is that you don't act like a tourist. You don't go around and do that stuff, do you? Mm. So you're quite ignorant sometimes of your own backyard.
This is sort of like a hop-on, hop-off bus. You know, like if you're in a city and you haven't got much time.
Yeah.
You can't get off this, unfortunately. But
so it's like a hop-on, hop-off without the hop-on, hop-off.
Yes.
Stay on to the end bus.
But it is gorgeous, promise you.
And it lasts about 4 hours?
Yes.
And then people get a lunch break.
Of course.
So are we asking them to bring a picnic?
Well, we stop at the Shanklin and there's loads of places that you can whiz off and get fish and chips. And our driver particularly likes the fish and chips we buy him, Roland, who's wonderful, who's done all the tours for us.
Yeah.
But you've just saddened me by telling me the weather forecast for Monday.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, sorry.
It's Sunday.
Yeah,
it's going to be rainy.
And it's going to be rainy. But
I'm
actually,
so sorry.
Strangely, it would be rather a wonderful thing in that case to do, because you're not going to miss out on sunshine. But you are going to go on a wonderful, magical mystery tour.
Yeah, and the route that you're taking is so beautiful anyway.
Mm.
And it's beautiful whether it's winter or summer. It's just stunning.
But I always find when I'm on the island, I don't know, I wish I could come more often, actually. But for every day that I'm here, generally... Even if it's only half an hour, the sun comes out.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a fantastic place. Mm. How long have you had a house here for?
Gosh, I think 89 I bought my first little cottage. Yes. And I've loved it ever since.
Yeah.
Mad about it.
So you've now got a place in Cowes?
Yes.
You've told me you used to live in Bonchurch. You had a place in Bonchurch?
No, I didn't. But my friend Fidelis Morgan, whose brainchild this whole literatours is, her mum lived in Bonchurch. And that's when I first was introduced to the island and came to love it. Mm.
So what kind of sparked off the idea of the literatours?
Oh, well, yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Perfectly. Well, it was suddenly realising how many people... I mean, really, the contrast is huge. Like, Karl Marx came here.
Yeah.
Mahatma Gandhi came here.
Yeah.
Conan Doyle came here. And they often wrote poetry, actually. Conan Doyle's poem is absolutely fantastic about a shipwreck. And I know he's all the rage at the moment because of Sherlock.
Yeah.
Dickens met a woman who we were talking about before, who'd been left at the altar and got terribly upset and just hung around in her wedding dress.
Mrs. Havisham.
Exactly. And she was absolutely... He met her here.
Wow.
Becky Sharp's character was inspired here. You know, truly, it's staggering. And then all the music, like... I think it's is it Albert Cataldi?
Yes.
Who was the first millionaire composer in the country.
Wow.
And when you hear his music, it is actually breathtaking, but you'd sort of, you'll sort of vaguely recognise it, though you might not have known his name.
Yeah.
The gentleman who made the theme tune for Big Brother lives here. I'm going to get in a muddle. I'm going to have to remember all the people. But, I mean, staggering. It is staggering, I promise you. But very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Isle of Wight is a fantastic place because it's not so far away from London and places like that, but it is far enough away with a ferry journey so you feel you've gone away somewhere.
Absolutely. And don't you feel your shoulders go down the minute you get on the boat? Mine do.
Do you know what? I took the boys up to Yorkshire for 2.5 years for a job, and every time we came home, there was a smell that was a sweet smell.
Mm.
And after 2 years, I said to them, we're all still so homesick. I said to them, like, we're going home. You know, we've got to go home. We can't stay up here. We're too lonely. Yes. You know, we liked our little island.
Yes. No, it is glorious. And I always think the sun shines at even just half an hour.
Yeah. So is there anybody here that you're particularly fond of who you're going to be talking about on the tour?
The other thing that I have to entice people with are my... I'm very proud to call them my friends. They really are my friends because they said they'd come and do this gig for me.
Wow.
The wonderful Hugh Bonneville and the wonderful Richard E. Grant, for a start. And they both came and recorded their melodious voices, and you can hear them reading Tennyson and Dickens and, well, all the major male, you know, people that we talk about.
Yeah.
Keats, Thackeray, D.H. Lawrence, there's a bit of Churchill, John Betjeman, and they all really, W.H. Auden, they really all did come here. None of this is made up.
So did they live here, or did they just come?
They sort of came and visited.
Yeah.
Some loved it and stayed. Some loved it for a little while and then got fed up with it and went, you know, and they're very honest about it too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is just fascinating. And I mean, because I love the place, I sort of understand why, you know, they got so excited by it. It's a very particular... I mean, I love the sea anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very, very different because it is an island.
Yes.
And also, all the different bits of the island. I mean, the downs and then the harbours and then...
And you've got, like, the West White and...
But I love the amusement arcades as well, you see. I love all that.
Well, it takes you back, doesn't it, to when you were a child. And I think there's something quite old-fashioned about the island in many
places. There is. And very often when you talk to people, they say, oh, yes, I went there when I was a child.
Yes.
Very often it's childhood memories that come back.
Pretty much everyone I ever speak to is, I went there. I went to Bat Gang Chai when I was a kid. Mm. And you go, it's gone now.
Has it?
Most of it, yeah.
Oh, dear. Fallen into the sea.
A lot of it. I mean, my mother, she was born in the Coast Guard cottages there. And,
yes.
And they're still just about there. But I can remember as a small child walking quite a long way into Bat Gang Chai, and all of it's gone into the sea now, you know. And there was, do you remember it? And there was a road with houses and everything down there if you walked far enough, and they've just all gone.
Mm. Yeah, it's really sad, but there's still bits of it across the road now because they had to move it. But so when you have got the memories, you know, like going back in your mind, you can now visualise walking around the maze.
Yeah.
That maze is now in a different place.
Yeah.
It's still there, but things are just in a different place. Do you know what? I can see you in a programme. You mentioned Hugh Bonneville then, and I picture you in something based on the Isle of Wight, calling it something like Dimbola and incorporating some of the people that you've already mentioned.
Yes.
That would be fabulous, wouldn't it?
Shall I ask you if he's free?
Well,
yes.
He won't be there, you see.
How did you persuade them?
Well, we've all worked together, and actors are very generous to each other, actually.
Yeah.
We all help each other out. I was in Richard E. Grant's film in Swaziland, and Richard and I began at the National Theatre together.
Wow.
But, you know, we're sort of... We know, if we've got any brain, that we're sort of to a penny. So the thing is, you help each other out on these occasions. Also, they were fascinated. They'd no idea of half the things we'd discovered.
Did they come to the island at all?
They haven't on this occasion. No, we recorded it all in London, but I think that they've promised they will.
Yes. I'm sure you'll bring them down.
Yes.
Bring them in for an interview.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think it's probably time to give us a little break and have a record, and then we'll come back if that's all right with you.
Of course, rather.
Okay.